one in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania has tested positive for coronavirus, though it's possible that the virus is circulating undetected. The public is advised to thoroughly and frequently wash its hands, disinfect high-touch surfaces like doorknobs, and cover coughs and sneezes. And 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that public health officials are recommending that people get the seasonal flu shot.
Jan Rather of Wilkinsburg says the pharmacist laughed at him when he went to get his yearly flu shot on Monday.
The pharmacist kind of looked at his watch and was like, dude, it's March. Like, I think your chances of getting the flu at this point are as low as your chances of getting coronavirus.
Though flu season is winding down, county data show that people are still contracting the virus. This year, there have been 12 reported flu-related deaths among Allegheny County residents. That number might go up, as was the case last year. Public health officials say right now, people in the Pittsburgh region are more likely to get the flu than COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus. That could change. The majority of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have been in the Seattle area. Patty Hayes is the public health director of King County, Washington, where Seattle's located. She says the region's healthcare system is under incredible stress.
We need to slow the spread of disease to the point where our healthcare system can continue to be able to handle the load.
Dr. Luann Brink is the chief epidemiologist at the Allegheny Health Department, which has been preparing for possible coronavirus outbreaks. She says the treatments for both COVID-19 and influenza are similar. For example, someone hospitalized with either illness might be put on a ventilator.
And we want to make sure that those systems are available should a novel coronavirus outbreak hit here, so that we can have those resources available and we won't have to go to surge capacity on those hospital beds.
The more people vaccinated against the flu, the less the disease circulates and the more medical resources are available to potential patients with coronavirus, which has no vaccine.
And it's also important that we're able to discern those two viruses from one another. So increasing the proportion of individuals who are vaccinated against influenza would help in that effort.
COVID-19 and the flu have similar symptoms, including cough and fever. Let's say you develop these symptoms. Because COVID-19 is sometimes fatal, you go to the doctor, and it turns out to be the flu. You've just stressed yourself out and consumed medical resources at a time when healthcare workers are stretched thin. Of course, some people still get the flu even after getting inoculated. This year, preliminary estimates find that the vaccine is just 45% effective at preventing illness. Dr. Tom Walsh, an infectious disease physician at Allegheny Health Network, says people should get vaccinated regardless.
Even when it does not completely prevent influenza illness, it minimizes the damage that it can cause. So potentially, instead of dying from influenza, you may have a mild illness from the influenza.
And are less likely to need medical attention. If you want to get the flu shot, local pharmacies have it. Health insurance policies that are compliant with the Affordable Care Act cover the vaccine's costs without a copay. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.